You're listening to The Four Amigos, recording from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name's Jake, and I'm here with
Skylar,
Yazid,
Horacio.
We are students from Saint LaSalle High School,
Sarah Catholic High School,
Saint LaSalle,
Saint LaSalle.
Today we're going to be discussing a few different questions. Let's start with this one. What are you passionate about right now? I'm passionate about like my job, which is cutting grass, and I make a lot of money from it. But I'm looking forward to actually getting a job, like from like a 9 to 5, to make like solid income, and not just rely on cutting grass.
I'm passionate about getting a job because my mom won't let me, but hopefully next year that will change.
What I'm passionate about is being a boxer, not being a boxer, but like training as a boxer.
For me, I'm passionate about playing soccer and also cutting hair.
It's really nice. Next question is, what do you imagine your life looking like in 10 years? I imagine my life looking like me having a steady job or like being self-employed, running my own business and not just like relying on a 9 to 5. I'm also interested in like stocks, so like maybe one stock will hit and I'm a millionaire, which I would really want to be.
I imagine my life in 10 years looking like just graduating college, a good job, making a good amount of money, hopefully my own apartment, and just living.
What I'm imagine myself in 10 years is like being successful and having millions of dollars, and it's going to likely happen. So
in 10 years, I imagine myself either in college still or graduated and being happy with what I do, hopefully living by myself or maybe with a girl, but yeah.
All right, okay. The next question is, what steps will you need to take to get there, like school experiences and risks? I feel like I need to get my high school diploma, first of all. I'm not so sure about college yet, because if I really like get invested in stocks and know what I'm talking about, I feel like I'll be okay with that. But if the stocks don't go my way, I'll probably go to college to be a lawyer, which is something I'm pretty good at. And I feel like risks I'll need to take is like trying to like be on my own financially and get like my own apartment and try to like living on my own instead of like living at my parents' house and relying on them. But I feel like if my stocks take off, my life will be pretty set from that.
I think that I'll need to graduate high school. I do plan to go to college, but I don't have a plan for what job I want in the future. So I think my biggest risk would just be living alone, managing my own stuff, and yeah.
What steps I need to take is graduate high school and then go to trade school while going to a boxing gym.
I would obviously want to finish high school and to get into college and get as much stuff as I can on my resume, I guess, to get into a good college like Pitt or Duquesne, which are basically my two main right now because I don't want to go that far.
Okay, the next question is, who's someone you admire that's done something similar who's helping you get there? Somebody I admire is definitely my sister because she's graduated high school and she's going to college for Duquesne. And she's gotten all these scholarships and grants that she only has to pay $6,000 a year apart from the $30,000 a year, which is something I always look up to. And it always seems like she's always happy or like always has something to say. And something I've always taken away from her is like her good music taste. Like if my sister wasn't here, my music taste would be like Cheeks and I wouldn't like listen to any good music.
Somebody I admire to help me get there is my mom, because she did really good academically in high school, which let her gain a bunch of scholarships for college. Unfortunately, something happened and she had to drop out. But even through that, she still is like persevering through making good money for us, and she never gave up when it got hard.
Who I admire the most is my parents, because they work hard towards what they need for their children. And also it's what motivates me to go do boxing, because my mom tells me, what do I need to do? Like, if you're not going to the boxing gym today, you're not determined to be a boxer and to be a pro boxer.
Someone that I admire is probably my mom, because our stepping stones are somewhat similar, because, well, she came from kind of a rough background, but she did end up going to college to get her master's, which is something that I hope to get, at least. And even coming from a rough background and not having much, she was still able to do that.
Okay, and the final question is, how will you stay motivated when things get hard? I feel like one way I'll stay motivated is because I lost both my grandparents like at a young age, and every time like I struggle to do something, I always think about them and like how like they would talk to me to get better. And I always think about like how like proud of me they are up there, and it helps me like persevere like through the challenge I'm going through. And also like my family and how like they're always there for me. And like my sister, like she's like related to like all the challenges I go through. And it helps to like talk to somebody like that who knows what I'm talking about. And also my parents, because like they gave me a life that I love. And like I always want to make them proud, even whenever like I want to stop. I just do it for them and sometimes not for myself, but yeah.
A way that I'm going to stay motivated when things get hard is thinking about my future and how if I give up now, it won't look like how I want it to. And my mom, she supports me a lot in the things that I like to pursue. And all my friends, they like to help and push me out of my comfort zone, which allows me to get more experience and become a better person.
What makes me stay more motivated when things get hard is my family, because they believe in me on what the things that I want to do and will try to motivate me to do harder things to challenge life.
The way I stay motivated whenever I come to a stop in my career is kind of to just remember why I'm doing this or who I'm doing it for, because I know that both of my parents did not have it easy growing up. My father was not even from here, and my mom just grew up without much money. So I know that they were able to do so much with a lot less than I have. And considering that I don't have that rough of a background, I should be able to do a lot more.
All right. That is all. Well, it looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. This is
Skylar,
Yazid,
Horacio,
and Jake signing off.